This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A State Department official based in Ukraine has told congressional investigators that he overheard President Trump discussing investigations by the president of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Political counselor David Holmes testified behind closed doors that the day after the infamous July 25th phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, he was at a luncheon at a Kyiv restaurant where Ambassador Gordon Sondland called Trump on a cell phone. Holmes says Trump was speaking so loudly he could hear him asking Sondland, "So he's going to do the investigation?" Sondland reportedly replied that President Zelensky would, and added that Zelensky would, quote, "do anything you ask him to." Holmes tells investigators he didn't take notes, but vividly recalls witnessing someone calling the president from a mobile phone at a restaurant, having a conversation of that level of candor. President Trump denies pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rivals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. is failing to stop China from stealing research, according to a new report, AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
A congressional report says the U.S. government has failed to stop China from stealing intellectual property from American universities. The report comes from the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. According to the report, U.S. agencies that award research grants or provide visas don't do enough to monitor or track recipients. The FBI has come up short in warning colleges and universities about the threat of Chinese economic and industrial espionage. And the report also chides the National Science Foundation, Energy Department, and State Department for insufficiently guarding against the Chinese threat. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Iranian authorities continue to block internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest, in which at least 8 people have been killed since the unrest began Friday. This is VOA News. The United States is expressing grave concern at the deepening political unrest and violence in Hong Kong as the confrontation between police and protesters escalated in recent days. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday during a media briefing at the State Department that they've repeatedly called for restraint from all parties in Hong Kong. Violence by any side is unacceptable. Hong Kong government bears primary responsibility for bringing calm to Hong Kong, and the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Monday said all of this during the press briefing at the State Department. His remarks come amid a dramatic escalation and unrest, with Hong Kong police threatening to fire live bullets if demonstrators do not stop using weapons in the latest anti-government protest. The Trump administration is abandoning a 40-year U.S. policy that declared Israeli Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank inconsistent with international law. Reuters' Zachary Goldman with details on the announcement by the U.S. Secretary of State.
Calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law hasn't worked. It hasn't advanced the cause of peace. The hard truth is there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace.
That is U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. North Korea said Monday that while it views the U.S. decision to postpone joint military drills with South Korea as positive, the adoption of a U.N. resolution criticizing the North's human rights record has soured its desire to have denuclearization talks with Washington. The DPRK is the acronym for North Korea's official name. The United States was one of dozens of countries to co-sponsor the resolution on North Korea's human rights situation in the UN General Assembly Committee that deals with human rights. It was adopted by consensus last Thursday and included urging the UN Security Council to consider further sanctions targeting those in North Korea responsible for rights abuses and urging the Council to refer Pyongyang to the International Criminal Court. Again, North Korea saying that while it views the decision to postpone the joint military drills with South Korea as positive, the adoption of a UN resolution criticizing the North's human rights record has soured its desire to have further denuclearization talks with the United States. Iranian authorities continue blocking internet service for a third day as part of a crackdown on nationwide anti-government protest. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.